Does anything say Eastern Philadelphia more than the coconutty buttercream center of a chocolate-coated buttercrack egg? Unfortunately, this year Philadelphians will have to go without their favorite local confection. Zitner's is nowhere to be seen on store shelves. Julia Biswagger with WHYY's Billy Penn has the story.
Easter displays are already up at local grocery stores, stocked with Cadbury eggs, Peeps, and chocolate bunnies. And yet, one key candy is missing. Zitner's Buttercrack. Evan Prochniak, CEO and president of Zitner's Candies, claimed that the company will be providing more information in the coming weeks and is dealing with a temporary production issue.
The company's over 100 years old, and you know, I've only been involved for 15 years, so it's definitely something that is important enough to survive just about anything. Hang tight, I'm working hard to get them.
Sadly, the problem will not be resolved in time for Easter. For Billy Penn, I'm Julia Binswanger, WHYY News.
It's not rabbit or duck season, it's pothole season in Philadelphia. The crevices are popping up just about everywhere. Jack Redfern blew out his tire near Packer Avenue on Interstate 95, hitting a pothole. He spoke with our news partner, 6ABC.
I hit a pothole, a huge pothole. Actually, pothole would be kind of an understatement. It's more of a crater, trying to avoid a smaller pothole.
The freeze-thaw cycle creates ruptures in the blacktop, resulting in the holes. Both the city and PennDOT crews are working to patch the crevices from now until permanent repairs can be done in the spring. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill wants to crack down on what's called surveillance pricing. It's a controversial policy where stores watch consumer habits and then offer different prices to different people. So this means that retailers switch prices based on things like perceived income or time of day you shop. Governor Sherrill's working to work with all legislators and businesses to pass a bill limiting the practice.